Welcome to What It Is. I'm Kevin Allen McGill, storyteller poet. Think of this podcast series as a spoken word album, presented one piece at a time. After eight or so episodes, this album will be complete. Then we'll move on to the next one. Now, some poets write about love and loss, romance, nature, mysticism, maybe personal or political grievances. And that's great. However, my work reflects my lifelong fascination with people. People going about the business of being people. So with stories and poems and what I call character sketches, we'll be exploring what it is to be a person in this world, what we might want to do about that together. So let's have a look at What It Is. So where shall we begin? Well, at the beginning, of course. In the primeval vast, self-awareness dawned on humankind. Sounds morphed into words. Words into meaning, creating order within the chaos, kindling a future beyond the moment. Humankind watched, and they learned, and they decided. Some watched lightning striking the dry grasslands, igniting thoughts of possibility. Possibility evolved into plan. Lightning's fire was harnessed, bound to humankind's will, and lit the way through the darkness, yet perhaps not beyond. This was the dawn of realized power, the belief of humankind as masters of their universe. Greed flourished. Mass murder was born. And perhaps the lightning chuckled. Or perhaps the lightning sobbed. For perhaps lightning is its own plan. And peace remains in the shadows. Let's talk a bit about peace. The morning dove's unseen whisper softly sounds in the silence of a Sunday morning. I wondered when the concept of peace was first conceived. Peace not of submission, peace as being the destination and the journey, birth of an ocean. I don't know how the concept of such peace arose within the fearful morass of thoughtless survival. I don't know whether any such peace can be everlasting. I know only that ideas can weather rocks to soft sand, even as new rocks appear. Peace was conceived, let it be delivered. Okay, so, such are the words of a storyteller poet who has learned the value of a poem, the worth of a story. To those who wish to strip us of our humanity, I say, not today. And hey, if you want to experience more of my people explorations and my work on democracy, head over to kevinallenmcgill.com. Thank you for listening. Let's get together again to explore more What It Is.